We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It's 9:22, and Bob Koppel joins us here from Ascension Via Christi Hospital. He's the president and CEO of the hospital, and we're talking about the surge in COVID cases. I think that's an appropriate term here at this point because we've seen such an increase. I think 20% was the rough percent positive rate for new infections, and you know, there's so many ways people can mitigate this. We've talked about wearing the masks out in public. You know, even if you got lax on it, not a bad idea, because any little thing the community can do to help, you don't realize, but it could make a difference.
Yes, certainly. You know, a key thing, again, I'll go back to the folks who provide healthcare in the community. We all live here too. And so our staff have kids in the schools, our staff have kids in activities, they are in activities. And so if we're taking the community mitigation steps voluntarily, that actually does have a real impact. You know, Brant, there was a couple of questions yesterday after the FaceTime Live about the mask. And what we're learning with Omicron is you really do need some sort of like procedure mask, medical type mask, the cloth mask, not as effective. And I know there's a lot of people really concerned about buying N95s or whatever, which are actually more expensive. But the key with an N95 for it to be effective is that you need to be fit tested. There's umpteen versions of N95s, and they don't fit all of our faces the same. And so for most people, all you need is a procedure type mask. You don't need an N95. It's not a good use of your resources, quite honestly, if you're not fit tested. So, and if you're not fit tested, they're no more effective than a procedure mask. So that's just, again, certainly encourage masking, but you don't need to, I think some people really feel like they're compelled to go buy the high end stuff, and that may not necessarily be any more effective for you or help you anymore or protect you.
Sure. That's a really good one there, because a lot of us have our cloth masks from 2 years ago we may still be wearing, and it may not be as effective as it was in early 2020.
And I don't wear an N95. I've never been fit tested because I'm not doing aerosolizing procedures with patients. I'm not face to face with positive patients like that. And that's the people who really need the N95s.
We're speaking with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi. Was there some other questions that were asked that you wanted to cover there?
You know, I think certainly just some questions about the volume. I think that's had it. We're seeing that impact. It's kind of interesting. So I actually did a virtual visit yesterday with my personal physician as a follow-up, and I had never done a virtual visit before. But that to me was extremely convenient. Got what I needed done, I think in 7 minutes, which was good for him too, for my doctor. Certainly encourage people to take advantage of these options. Let's leverage the technology that we have. Always go back to, it's the best thing we can do is get people vaccinated and take the mitigation steps. And if you like masking, hand hygiene, and if you're feeling symptomatic, go get tested. That's why KDHE is providing that for free for all of us. And so that's, would certainly encourage people to do that.
I remember you mentioning yesterday something in the Zoom thing with the health department about honesty, being honest with your physician.
So we are having difficulties with people. So you're screened as you're coming into any healthcare location. I don't care if it's a dentist office or you're coming to the hospital or you're going to your doctor's office. We're actually having issues with people not being truthful about their symptoms and trying to get past the screening. Well, you're still going to get served, but we would want to make sure that we're taking precautions for you. So if you've got any kind of level of symptoms, you really need to be honest about that. And that way, in our case, so with the hospital, we may ask you to sit in a different waiting area or come in through a different entrance or, you know, somehow so we can keep you a part of everybody else. I know some of the physician clinics, they're trying to do like the well patients in the morning and the sick patients in the afternoon to kind of help separate. So we're not spreading. So just encourage people to do that. And, you know, I'll speak, you know, for my folks here in Manhattan and at Wamego Health Center, our intent is to take care of you as safely as we can. And that's why we need you to be honest with us about what you're experiencing. Patient safety is a big deal. It's, you know, this goes back to our conversation a month ago. We have that huge big banner out on the side of the hospital here in Manhattan for a leapfrog. That recognition is all about patient safety. That is what it is about. And that middle phrase about patient safety comes first. It has got to be that way. We just need patients. This is not about inconveniencing anybody. This is about trying to take care of people in the most safe fashion that we can. So I'll stop my rant, but yeah. it's just so important. You know, we're trying to keep people safe. We're trying to do everything we can to keep people safe, and we just need cooperation with that.
Well, and obviously we don't want to overtax the hospitals. I know the rural hospitals especially are hurting right now with patient staffing shortages, and then the hospital beds filling up. I know it's not just you. We got to look around the region, Wamego, Onega, Junction City. They're all dealing with this right now.
And it expands beyond us. So certainly our immediate region, the rural hospitals, the critical access hospitals, us. But then it goes to our tertiary centers. So KU St. Francis, Stormont, the hospitals in Wichita, Kansas City, we are actually within our Ascension Joy Christi organization, we have had more positive inpatients this week than at any previous time in the pandemic. And we are all operating with fewer people than we had 2 years ago. And so I think we're all kind of having this shared experience simultaneously. And that just creates the challenge. You just can't, there's not enough resources to take care of everybody who needs the care some days. So, I think we've gotten very creative. I think the rural hospitals have done an outstanding job of more than stepping up, more than carrying their share of the work. They've actually done a fabulous job. And I have the most knowledge about the ones right around us. So the communities within an hour of Manhattan, every single one of those hospitals they've really, really done a great job. Can't say enough about that. They have made this all work. If they had not done what they have been doing the last two months, if they had not been carrying the patient load that they've been carrying, we would have seen a much different outcome, I'm afraid, for a lot of more people. So they've done a fabulous job.
Yeah. One last question I have for you. Just, I know a lot of people have been talking about, getting tested here and the validity of the home testing and such. Those are a little hard to find right now. Do you have any suggestions for folks?
So, I think one, you just have to kind of keep watching and keep checking. The home tests are actually the most plentiful in aggregate. But they are also the least sensitive. They're good. I mean, they're good, but they're not great, if you will. So when you are going to the KDHE site down at, by Dillard's, by the mall, those are PCR tests. That's kind of your top end. That's PCR is the gold standard. That's the best. The antigen tests are certainly good. They just don't have quite the same efficacy that the PCR does, but they're more available. And so that's why we're using them. So much. And so you have certainly available, and it is definitely, I think everybody's waiting to see for their next shipment, be that one of the grocery stores or one of the drug stores or what have you. But you just have to kind of keep monitoring that. The other thing is, we have some people who are testing themselves multiple times a day. That makes no sense whatsoever. And all you're doing is wasting the resource. It's not, I don't know that we see a lot of value in people who test every day. I'm not sure exactly what we're trying to prove with that, just because it takes a little longer for people to develop sufficient viral load that is going to show up on a test anyway. And so it would seem to make more sense to me. It's every 48 hours, maybe even every 72 hours or something like that. But yeah, definitely the people who are testing themselves multiple times a day, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
All right. Well, some good information this morning, and hopefully next month when we're talking, we'll be on the other side of this surge.
Maybe we can talk about non-COVID.
Yeah, let's hope so. I'll cross my fingers. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate all the information.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a good morning.
You too. That's going to wrap up the first half of our show here. We're going to talk with Jordan Candido next from Flint Hills Christian School about School Choice Week coming up here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.